Welcome to the MergeSort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. I'm Paul, and I'm thrilled to be joined by our lead analyst, Jane.
Thanks, Paul. It's always great to be here, especially with such a packed news day. We've got some truly groundbreaking stories to dive into today.
Absolutely, Jane. Kicking things off with a story that still got me scratching my head. Claude Fable 5 casually disproved the 87-year-old Jacobian conjecture with a one-line formula.
You know, Paul, this is just incredible. Mathematicians have been stumped by this problem since 1939, and an AI just solves it as a side quest during the World Cup final. It really highlights the accelerating pace of AI's capabilities in complex fields like math.
It certainly does. And speaking of new developments, Google also dropped some news, expanding their Gemini lineup with 3.6 Flash, 3.5 Flash Lite, and giving us a preview of Gemini 4.
Right, Paul. These Flash models are all about efficiency, lower latency, and better performance for building AI agents at scale. It shows Google's strong focus on practical, agentic workflows and getting models into developers' hands quickly and affordably.
That's a key takeaway. Now, let's pivot to the bigger geopolitical picture. We've seen a lot of back and forth regarding the global AI landscape, with China launching massive open-weight models and the U.S. debating restrictions.
This is a really complex area, Paul. Initially, major U.S. labs were lobbying for outright bans on open source models. But now, the U.S. is shifting to sanctions specifically targeting Chinese AI models that use stolen intellectual property, rather than a blanket prohibition.
An interesting tactical shift, and China isn't sitting still either, Jane. They're actually tightening their own export controls on AI chips, models, and data transfers, while also leveraging an open source strategy to challenge U.S. dominance.
Exactly, Paul. China's strategy seems to be about fostering innovation domestically with open models, while also protecting their own advanced technologies from Western acquisition. It's a delicate balance, and it signals an intensifying rivalry in the AI space.
Definitely. Moving on to some other big news, Anthropic just had a significant moment with a $1.5 billion copyright settlement with authors.
Yes, Paul, this is huge. It's the largest copyright settlement in U.S. history. While the court previously ruled that using books for AI training could be fair use, this settlement was specifically about Anthropic having an internal library of pirated books, which is a different kind of infringement.
A very important distinction there, Jane. And in other major partnerships, Microsoft and Mistral AI have signed a multi-billion-dollar deal for European AI infrastructure.
This deal is a big win for Europe, Paul. It brings advanced AI models like Mistral Medium 3.5 to Microsoft's Azure and Copilot Studio, and it's building out significant NVIDIA Vera Rubin GPU infrastructure in the region. It really strengthens Europe's AI capabilities and sovereignty.
Absolutely. We also saw BlackRock leading a $12 billion debt sale to finance a massive 1 gigawatt Meta data center, and Llama.cpp achieving huge performance gains with AI-assisted optimizations. Plus, OpenAI warned about long-horizon AI alignment risks. Those are all critical developments, Paul, showing the sheer scale of investment, the ongoing technical breakthroughs, and the important ethical considerations. It's a dynamic and rapidly evolving field, that's for sure.
It certainly is, Jane. That's all the time we have for today's MergeSort AI Digest. Thank you for joining me, Jane, and providing such excellent insights.
My pleasure, Paul. Always a pleasure to discuss these fascinating developments with you.
And thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more AI news and analysis. Until then, have a great day.